Interior Secretary Deb Haaland recently announced her advisory committee to get rid of derogatory place names. The Mountain West News Bureau's Kayla Bradle has more.
The 17-member committee will help identify and recommend changes to derogatory terms still in use for places throughout the U.S. That includes geographic features like rivers, lakes, and mountains. One of the representatives from the Mountain West is Christine Johnson. She's a professor in the anthropology and geography departments at the University of Nevada, Reno. Johnson says a key part of the process is talking early and often with tribes and the native Hawaiian community.
People need to be heard, and names that reflect times in history that are painful for people need to be considered, because people shouldn't be forced to experience a dark part of history on a daily basis.
Johnson says the group will also engage with state and local governments, and committee meetings, which haven't been scheduled yet, will be open to the public. A separate federal task force was created last year to remove the SQ word, the derogatory term for a female Native American. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradle.